Next, the Hudson Mohawk Magazine brings you Megan Marone's coverage of poetry and writing in the Capital Region. In describing the value of a humanities education, the writer David Foster Wallace stated the real education brings freedom. The really important kind of freedom, Wallace said, involves attention and awareness and discipline, and being able to truly care about other people, and being able to sacrifice for them over and over in myriad petty, unsexy ways every day. This emotional and intellectual awareness is part of the discussion local writer Jeremy Olson had with WOOC correspondent Megan Marone. In an ongoing exploration of the lives of inhabitants of Troy and the culture of poetry and writing in the Capital Region, Jeremy discusses his humanities education and his love of poetry.
My name is Jeremy Olson. I'm a writer living in Troy, New York.
And Jeremy, did you get into writing when you were a child?
Yeah, I got into writing at a young age. I think I was back in third grade and liked writing short stories, making things up and kind of getting creative, and definitely grew to love it more over the years.
So you attended SUNY Albany and you graduated with an English degree, and you were attracted to the school because of the New York State Writers Institute, right?
Yeah, the Writers Institute, it was interesting. It was a state university, but they sent me a letter about the Writers Institute because I had mentioned that I was interested in English. And it just seemed like an appealing program, even at a state school, to have that many visiting writers and speaking writers to come to the school, talk about writing, and definitely something I wanted to get involved with and kind of see those luminaries.
So who did you get to see and how did you get involved with the Writers Institute? From what I understand, the Writers Institute was founded by Albany-born writer William Kennedy after he got the Pulitzer for Ironweed, or maybe during that process he set about creating the Writers Institute. So what was your experience with the program?
Definitely saw some great writers. I can't really recall all the ones that I went and saw. I wish I had seen more, honestly, as they came through. I did have an experience as I was going there to transcribe some of the visiting writers' speeches. So it was an internship my senior year where I was going through and kind of taking the recordings of the people who had come through and kind of putting them down to paper so that we had a record of all those great speeches and great talks. It was a great job in terms of the headspace for it, because I got to listen to these great speeches and kind of be almost a fly on the wall as if I was there and listening to the speech as it happened or the talk as it happened. But, you know, transcription itself is a little bit of a monotonous job. So there was upsides and downsides. Of the speech itself was interesting and listening to these great writers was cool, but kind of just sitting there in a room with nothing but the tape recorder and me and the word processor was lonely and boring at times, but I did enjoy it, and I did get to listen to some great speeches.
So who was your favorite writer?
Wallace Shawn. You might know Wallace Shawn.
Sure, My Dinner with Andre.
Yeah, Wallace Shawn came through, and, you know, I knew him from Princess Bride and things like that and some of the silly stuff that he's done, but I got to really experience him as a writer, which it was a whole world I wasn't aware of his works and the stuff that he's written. And so it's a whole nother side. And so I kind of went because it was the Princess Bride guy is coming to the university and is going to give a talk, but definitely learned a lot more about him and his writing is fascinating stuff.
What was the focus of your study at SUNY Albany, and how has that actually translated into the rest of your adult life?
So, you know, I was obviously interested in writing, but I ultimately did kind of a critical analysis degree and did a lot of English theory, which isn't writing or isn't the creative writing aspect of an English degree. So critical analysis is more about reading books and films and photographs and just about any media with kind of a critical eye and getting the next layer out of it other than what's on the surface level, kind of understanding it from a humanities level, where it sits in the canon of other writing or other film, and kind of just what else is going on behind the scenes of why a piece of writing or a film or anything like that works and what it does when you watch it or read it.
So we're talking about the demarcated schools of critical theory, like Marxist theory and postcolonial studies.
Right, yeah. And the university did a good job of giving me a little bit of a background in each, right? So, you know, you kind of have to dabble in each and kind of understand each of the schools of thought, focus in on one that's more your specific genre or school that you want to study, but I did some post-colonial studies, I did some Marxism, and it's a really interesting lens of it gives you a whole tool set to critically read any media. I wrote the first senior English thesis on video games at the University of Albany and won an award for that work and kind of opened some avenues of thought for the professors that, you know, obviously they haven't necessarily studied that stuff. So it was really interesting to go down that route and kind of explore something that I was passionate about before I had done my work there and now read it through a critical lens and kind of apply that filter to it.
So did your work with post-colonial critical theory enter into the thesis on games and gaming?
Yeah. There's an interesting cross-section of interactive studies where they're not traditional narratives, right? It's actually kind of in the realm of play more than narrative. And so whenever you're reading, quote unquote, those things, you kind of have to think about that process of play and what does the actual play mean? What does the interactivity mean? If it's just a video game that's pantomiming a great film or a great book, you know, it's just going to be kind of a shadow of that. So what is the actual interactive process like and what does that speak to in terms of humanities and what it means to be a human being?
What do you see as the bridge between something like the novel, which is pretty delineated and structured and takes you on the ride, versus the video game where you are in control and you're on the path through that world?
The thesis was called Avatar Identity, and so I compared two different video games, one which gave you a lot more freedom in terms of the play, in terms of what you could do in the video game, and one which took your control away. And so every time that the game wanted to tell a story, it took your control away, right? Because if you think about storytelling, there's a listener and there's a storyteller. And so a video game would ape the cinematic stuff of film and, you know, show you a cutscene where you can't press any buttons, or a scene where there's characters talking or dialogue. And again, you're not really doing a whole lot besides maybe moving the dialogue forward. Another video game gave you a lot of freedom, but didn't have as much story. So it's at odds with each other of you can't necessarily have a narrative and have play at the same time. You're either playing or you're listening to the story. And so there's definitely a scale where different games, depending on how much narrative they want to portray, might have less gameplay elements.
One of the connections between your poetry and that thesis would be just the desire for communication and connection. So could you just share with us, you know, your process of writing poetry and what you do with poetry and why you write poems as well?
For sure. Yeah, poetry is definitely my passion now that I'm out of school and kind of not necessarily doing the critical analysis as much. Poetry is a chance to connect with some interesting themes, some interesting thoughts, experiences in my life or things that I'm thinking about. And just like you said, it's a lot about connection, the fundamental human themes of life juxtaposed with interesting things that are happening or interesting meditations on whatever I might be experiencing, right? So I wrote a poem about the gym because there's something strange about a gym. And I wrote a poem about yoga because there's something magical about yoga. A lot of the poetry process is really just taking mundane things, everyday life things, and elevating them or thinking about them at a more spiritual level, drawing out what's already there.
So, Jeremy, would you share a poem that you've written with us?
Sure. I'll read you my yoga poem that I was talking about. This is a poem called Religion is a Bodily Practice. Here is a place of animal transformations, rapidly transforming from a stretching cat to a placid cow. Now a dog, practically panting, and then suddenly an arching cobra. It is here in this green room with the hippie trees that show me how to stretch that I learn the truth. Religion is a bodily practice. While the church pulls my soul to my throat with its organ ballads and joyful hymns, here I breathe my spirit into my fingers and toes. Here as I lie prone, contorted in ways not considered over cornflakes that morning, the ghost in my body is very real. It is me, and I cannot be anyone or anywhere else but here.
Thank you.
yoga and meditation are a part of just getting to a place where I can think clearly about things and come away inspired to connect with daily events and write about them.
Where can we connect with you and your writing? I've heard your poetry read a number of times at the Troy Poetry Mission.
Right. Yeah. I like to go to the Troy Poetry Mission. I definitely want to make it to more readings. There's some readings at the Troy Kitchen that I'd like to make it out to. And of course, I want to do more readings in Albany. But in general, there's a great Albany poetry website that has all the different readings. And I'm checking in on that to hear great writers. And hopefully we'll be reading at some of those as well.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your voice and craft with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
That was local writer Jeremy Olson discussing the importance of studying media and literature in his love of poetry. Stay tuned to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine for profiles of writers from Troy and the rest of the Capital Region.